What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Friday, March 8th. Friday, you made it. We're all here. Time to relax, enjoy. I know that's what I'm doing. I'm enjoying this Friday. International Women's Day. Girls, 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 girls. So make sure you say Happy International Women's Day or just say Happy Women's Day to any female out there. I am here in Medellin this afternoon. Yesterday, I flew over to a smaller city, Pereira. This morning, I flew back here to Medellin. And right when this show concludes today, I'm going to be playing in a poker tournament here in Medellin. Now, in Medellin, they don't say Happy Women's Day. Well, they do, but they say it in Spanish. Feliz Día de la Mujer. That's how it's said over here. And this morning, after I landed at the small airport, which I wasn't even sure if we were going to be able to land because the captain came on and the captain said there was a small plane that had a problem on the runway and right now the airport is closed, so we're going to have to hold for about 15 minutes, which means circle, and we'll have to see if the runway's open by then. Otherwise, we're going to have to head back. And I said, oh, gosh, don't do this because I got to do the show today. I got things to do. It's International Women's Day. I've got a lot of friends to see. Girls, 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 girls. Got a lot going on. Thankfully, we only held for about 10 minutes and wound up landing in Medellin. And that's where I am right now. And if you have not been here, what are you waiting for? More and more people are coming, which is a good thing and a bad thing. It's getting a little bit more crowded around here. Our teams, they're crowding us, which is a definite good thing. That means we've got more material, more games going on, and things are about to get really interesting. March is one of the best months of the year, sports calendar-wise, the best. And here on this March 8th, I feel like this is kind of the time before all the madness kicks in, like really kicks in. Next week, we've got all the conference tournaments in basketball. Then we've got Selection Sunday, and then the real March Madness. And I'm sure that's going to be a lot of fun in the age of the Hard Rock app. Plus, we got spring training. That's moving along. We're only 12 days away from real baseball games. Two games between the Dodgers and Padres in South Korea. I didn't look at going to South Korea for these games, but I did look within the last few months about traveling to South Korea only to connect to go to the Philippines. I was like, you know, one of these days I want to go to the Philippines. And American Airlines, they don't fly to the Philippines, but they do fly to South Korea. So I have looked into going to South Korea only for a connection, maybe like a one-day layover, something like that. Kind of like my Miami layover sometimes, one day or less than 24 hours, and then going to the Philippines. But I'm not sure when that's going to happen. Philippines, Australia. I want to make like a really, really long trip. But I got to build up my stamina first. Next month, I'm going to Barcelona. It's for a poker tournament. And that's the first time in, I want to say like 5 or 6 years that I will actually take an entire week off. That'll be towards the beginning, or it's like beginning to mid April, something like that, 7th to the 15th, right in that range. So spring training is going on in Arizona and in Florida. Real games for everyone about 3 weeks away, but for the Dodgers and Padres, only 12 days away. The NBA, full swing, almost playoff time. Same thing with the National Hockey League, less than 20 games left in the regular season. So even though we're not at like full March Madness, like the real March Madness, we got a ton going on and so much to discuss. Last night, it was just a games bonanza. The Heat had a nationally televised game at Dallas. The Panthers were at home against the Philadelphia Flyers. You could tell I'm not really excited about how that game went. And Inter Miami, they were at Nashville. All three games were basically happening at the same time. So if you had the 3TV viewing experience, that was a lot of fun. The non-fun part was that the Heat and Panthers both lost and Inter Miami didn't win. They tied. But it was still cool to have three games on and three games to follow all at the same time. You know what I got to do right now? Because this happens when our teams don't win. Inter Miami didn't lose, but they didn't win. The Heat and Panthers both lost. You get my real personality and my real energy on this show every single day, except for the weekends. I always keep it 100. You know this show is always all about honesty. You can easily tell when I'm all revved up, when I'm excited about what's happening. And at the same time, you can tell when I'm just like, okay, yeah, not fully into it, disappointed. And I could tell in my own voice right now the disappointment from what happened last night, what should have happened, and what did happen. So what I need to do, you know how the whole AI thing is taking over, and I'm not saying I'm going to turn this show into artificial intelligence where there's going to be some robot talking like me saying things that I would say if that is even possible, but I need to put some AI into myself. And the only way I could think about doing that, here, let me see here, 1 second. There you go. Well, I opened that can a little bit too wild and it flew all over the place. And no, it's not Budweiser or Heineken, but hold on. It's a Monster Energy. See, when our teams lose, all of them, or two losses and a tie, what would that be? 0-2-1? When we go 0-2-1, I need a Monster Energy. I need a white Monster Energy to pull me through an hour. That's what I need to do. Now, if our teams won last night, I wouldn't need to sip on more of this. It's so refreshing, too. I don't know how you guys drink sodas or energy drinks. Some people just, they drink it and it goes right down. I like taking a sip and then like washing it around and then swallowing it so you get the entire taste in your mouth. I don't know if that's normal or weird. I've never discussed it with anyone. But that's what I do. So you get the whole Monster Energy taste. I like the taste of it. Only the white can, though. That is the one that tastes the absolute best. So before I get the hour officially going, what else can I bring up? What else happened earlier today? I know it's the NHL trade deadline. Moves are being made. We've got moves being made in the National Football League. We've got reporters in South Florida talking about the Marlins season coming up. Do we have anything else going on that I'm missing? At least just to like chit-chat about? Not a serious talk, because, you know, the serious talk I leave for the segments. And I give you four of them, four segments in an hour. I want to get to segment number one. Like, this is segment number one, but the real segment number one. However, I can't until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
Yesterday on the show, I talked a lot about general managers. It was a day of transactions, and yeah, there's more transactions today for the Florida Panthers and in the National Hockey League and also in the NFL. But yesterday, it was four segments of GM talk. Now, I'm not going to do four more segments of GM talk right now, but I do want to start this hour officially by focusing on the Florida Panthers. Right now, it seems to me that the Florida Panthers front office and the entire organization has everything mapped out in the correct manner. Now, I know this is coming off of a loss last night, but I'm not here to talk about just one game. Losing to the Flyers last night, 2-1 at home, that's not going to change my opinion on Bill Zito, any deal that has been made, what's gone on this entire season. One game is not going to do that. We could look at the season overall, and we could look at the organization overall, but not just one game. This is a franchise that has reversed fortunes. And right now, they are in an incredible place. You got to look back to understand where the Panthers are today. This franchise, not just one group that ran it. I'm talking about every group. This isn't a situation like the Marlins. Oh, look at the way Jeffrey Loria ran the Marlins. No. I am talking about every group that ran the Florida Panthers before the current group. They could never get it right. Now, sure, in 1996, the Florida Panthers did go to the Stanley Cup Final. I was there. It was fantastic. It wasn't great that they got swept by the Colorado Avalanche. They had John Van Beesbrook in net, the Beezer. I had his jersey. I went to every game. Phenomenal. So much fun. That was 1 year. After that, the Florida Panthers did not win a series for a quarter of a century. Something that the Miami Dolphins are approaching. They're almost there, like 23, 24 years. But the Florida Panthers, for so long, could never get it right. And it made it even more frustrating, I'd say, in the last 10 years, because when you looked at the West Coast of Florida, the Tampa Bay Lightning were amazing, and they were winning cups. Maybe we'll have this situation for the Marlins, I don't know in how many years, where Tampa's doing well and the Marlins aren't. Maybe the Marlins will start doing well. In any event, it was always something with the Florida Panthers. Whether it was the wrong GM bringing in the wrong players or the wrong coach or both, there was a feeling that South Florida simply was not a hockey town. You may recall, people used to make fun of the attendance at Florida Panthers games. People would clown the Panthers because who plays hockey in South Florida? On top of that, since the year of the rat, they didn't do anything. There was that long drought. So you talk about the Panthers and you think about them, and it just kept going on and on and on and on. It became a thing where they were a perennial loser. And when you start to believe you're a loser, the players, they have that in their mind. The fans, they start to believe it. And games don't get attended. Everyone talks bad about you. I mean, look at Cubs fans forever, Red Sox fans forever. Now this organization is in such a different place. What's amazing to me about this rebuild, and no one even talks about this, but in the middle of this reorganization where the Panthers are finally getting it right, where they're contending for the Stanley Cup. And this year, they look like they're going right back there. What blows my mind is, in the beginning of this build, when they brought in a veteran head coach, a guy who had championship experience, multiple Stanley Cups, a guy who had a mustache, he looked like hockey. That dude suddenly, abruptly, had to leave. A scandal caught up with him. And that was it. He was gone. In many cases, that Joel Quenneville dismissal would have derailed the entire build. Here you had a championship head coach, and he has to leave in the middle of the season. That is not ideal. And then Andrew Brunette takes over. We don't talk about Bruno. Bruno, he does a nice job. He keeps everything afloat. He gets the Florida Panthers to the playoffs. And after that, the organization decided, we're really going to make a statement. Hey, Andrew Brunette, he was good. They could have kept him. I think a lot of people would have been fine with keeping him. But the organization and Bill Zito, they said, we want to go from good to great. So they got rid of Andrew Brunette, and they brought in Paul Maurice. That's a bold move. Similarly, when the Panthers made the Tkachuk trade, most people would have been fine if nothing happened, and they had Jonathan Huberdeau. Huberdeau was loved in Sunrise. He and Barkov had a thing. But again, the Panthers wanted to go from good to great, and it paid off. When I look at Bill Zito and what he's doing with this team, I keep seeing a guy who has good and is not satisfied with that. He wants great. He doesn't want playoff appearances. He wants cups. And he's willing to take big, bold, and unpopular action at times to get that done. And to me, that's all you can ask for from the GM. What more could you want from your front office? Don't play it safe. Do something. And the Panthers are out there making deals, particularly the one they made 2 days ago. Zito and the Panthers could have said, hey, we're winning at a high pace right now. The boys are buzzing. Everything's good. Let's not touch it. Let's just ride this thing out. I think Florida Panthers fans would have been fine with that. But Zito and the front office, they're not fine with that. They said, we need to get better now. They're acquiring leadership. They're thinking not about the regular season. They're thinking about Stanley Cup final games. The whole mindset of constant improvement, of taking risks, this is new to the Florida Panthers. It's a championship mindset. Now, I don't know if they'll get results like they want. That's never guaranteed. Things happen. Bad bounces, injuries, sports. But I can assure you, if the Florida Panthers continue to operate in this fashion, where they're truly never satisfied, where they're willing to take risks, where they throw out good to get great, as a franchise, they are going to become winners. And they'll do it quickly. And people want to play in Florida, particularly South Florida. Who wouldn't want to play in South Florida? You just got to make sure you acquire the right players. Because everyone's going to say, oh yeah, I would love to chill in South Florida. Tkachuk said that. He wore flip-flops to his introductory news conference. But Matthew Tkachuk, while he loves South Florida, that dude is competitive. No state tax. I can hang out on the beach on my off days. But when I'm on the ice, I am going to give it 100. That's what Matthew Tkachuk does. These guys have a great locker room. The culture is awesome. Paul Maurice, I didn't like him last year in the middle of the year. Now I love him. Now you've got legitimate talent trying to get to Sunrise. Tickets are hard to get these days. The building's been rocking. It's totally different than what we've seen in the past. the foundation of all the success of the entire rebrand, it all comes from the willingness to take a chance. Even when the Florida Panthers would have been fine playing it safe, it's a big, bold attitude that could lead to not only one Stanley Cup, but even more than that. Right, LeBron?
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
Let's get that first one, and then we'll start a count. Hey, you could be counting chips at the poker table like I will be today in Medellin. You could be doing it at the Hard Rock, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. They've got a $500,000 guaranteed prize pool in the Escalator Series, which is going on right now. You can get in that tournament this evening. It happens throughout the weekend. For all the information on the $500,000 guaranteed prize pool, visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. If you've only got a few hours, you don't have a weekend for a tournament, that's not a problem. They've got cash games, no limit hold'em, Omaha, lots of different games going on at the poker tables at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. So much action, bonus high hands. Again, visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com for every piece of information. And then I hope to see you very soon, and I hope to take your chips too. Sorry, that's why I go to a poker table. But I love to go to the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Are all of you ready to spring forward? Changing the clocks. Oh, gosh. We're still doing that? At least in the U.S. Much of the U.S. still changing the clocks. So early Sunday morning, you spring forward. Everything moves forward an hour. And then it stays that way until November when we fall back. I personally, I'm like 50-50 about it, because when I'm here doing the show in
Colombia,
that means everything is an hour earlier. So the show, for me, it starts at 2 p.m. I got to do everything an hour earlier. But the good part is I get games an hour earlier, which that I don't mind. See, I like being on the West Coast, because the West Coast, not of Florida, the West Coast of the U.S., you don't have to stay up until 1 a.m. to see the last game. Like baseball season, you're getting all these games at 4 p.m., and then you're getting some games at 7 p.m. I like that. That's why I love March Madness, because we got action in the afternoon. I love afternoon action. So I love what the Florida Panthers are doing. And yes, they lost last night, but it's just one game. The Philadelphia Flyers, they don't give up a whole lot either. It was a tough one. They took an L. But let's move forward. Let's think big picture here. I wish, though, we would have another one of our teams that would take a lot of notes to what the Florida Panthers have been doing. And that would be the Miami Marlins.
Miami Marlins!
Unfortunately, everything in my gut tells me the Marlins are going to take a step back this season. Last year's team, they earned a better offseason than what they just got. The Marlins did enough on the field to deserve at least one legit home run hitter. Jorge Soler was a force in that lineup every day. Pitchers knew that Jorge Soler could take them deep. Now, okay, you've got Josh Bell for a season. You've got Jake Berger. Jazz is capable of hitting home runs, but Jazz's health is a concern. Where is the fear factor coming from? When a pitcher prepares to face a team, there's got to be a place in the order where the pitcher says, uh-oh, what am I going to do about that? With the Marlins, what is it, the number one hitter, Luis Arraez, he scares opposing pitchers because they know that dude is two hits a night waiting to happen. The rest of the lineup, it's really not there. And the pitching staff, minus Sandy, with A.J. Puck now starting, and Lizardo's going to be the opening day starter, I got big concerns there. I don't know if the starters are going to give them the depth that they need. And if they don't, then your bullpen starts getting taxed. Now, it's not their fault that Sandy had Tommy John surgery, but it is the team's fault that they didn't say, hey, maybe we need to go get someone to replace our innings eating ace. I don't buy for a second the transition argument. Oh, we got to have a transition here between Kim Ng and Peter Bendix. Everybody knew opening day is coming up on March 28th, and there should be a very competitive team in place by then. Maybe they'll surprise us. The total's 78.5, which is surprising on its own. And I mentioned Jazz. There was a profile about him on MLB's website. Apparently, Jazz started taking his health more seriously now. He hired a chef. He said he's not going to McDonald's all the time. True, he said that. For the first time in his career, he's taking working out and recovery seriously. That kind of shocked me. Like, how did that not happen earlier? You're a professional athlete. Jazz can get by on his athleticism in many cases, but the knock on him has been he can't stay healthy. And now at this point, he's just realizing the connection between not being able to stay healthy and McDonald's. Where's the leadership in the clubhouse to set the example? I was shocked by those quotes. They need at least 140 games out of them. And I'll tell you what you need. You need the bagel loan if you're buying a home, need a mortgage, or you're refinancing. What is the bagel loan? Well, Stewie has got the bagel loan for you. No, it doesn't mean Stewie's going to loan you and everything bagel to eat and the cream cheese and all that. The bagel loan, when you look at a bagel, what do you see? Well, you see sesame seeds sometimes, but in the middle, you see nothing. And that is exactly what you will pay Stewie. Nothing, zero. No lender fees, no appraisal fees. It is the bagel loan, and Stewie has got the bagel loan for you right now. Call him on his personal cell phone number, 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. Tell Stewie you want to know more about the bagel loan. If you're buying a home, you need a mortgage, or you're refinancing, you want Stewie to give you the bagel loan. MLS number 226715. Live racing going on right now, literally right now at Gulfstream Park. It is the championship meet in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. And the championship meet, that means the best of the best. The best in the horse racing world are at Gulfstream Park right now. That's the best horses, the best jockeys, the best trainers, the best of everything. And the Florida Derby, 3 weeks away. I will be there for the Florida Derby. Will you? If you are going, I highly suggest you make a reservation. It is never too early to make that reservation. Visit GulfstreamPark.com for all the information. You want to go to their trackside restaurant, 10 Palms, on Florida Derby Day? Excellent idea. The food at 10 Palms, so good. You get to see the races live right in front of you. And, of course, make wagers on them like I do. You can wager 10 or 20 cents and possibly make thousands of dollars. I see it happen all the time. So head on out and be live race day Wednesday through Sunday. It's the championship meet going on right now at Gulfstream Park. Panthers lose last night. Inter-Miami ties. The Heat, they lose. And now they're in OKC. Second night of a back-to-back against the upstart, surprising, really good Oklahoma City Thunder. Last night, Bam was meh. Jimmy, meh. I got a question for Eric Spoelstra, though. What is he going to do when Tyler Hero's healthy? Because Duncan Robinson has been starting, and he's been looking really good. Tyler was once the sixth man of the year, so maybe he'll be coming off of that bench. I might get more into the Miami Heat with Clay Ferrero. He's going to join us in just a moment. It's March, and it's March Madness. That means a lot of betting going on, but you should never bet on your retirement. Contact Trajan Wealth and let the professionals at Trajan Wealth help you with your financial plan. Whatever your goals may be, Trajan Wealth, located locally in Palm Beach, they will design a plan based around your goals. Some of you made some new ones here in 2024 and you haven't gotten started on them yet. Contact Trajan Wealth. It will cost you nothing to set up a meeting with Trajan Wealth. Visit TrajanWealth.com. That's TrajanWealth.com. Or you could call Trajan Wealth at 561-390-1000. Don't wait any longer. Get a hold of Trajan Wealth today. Advisory services are offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor, and this is a paid advertisement. All right, I found it. I found the guy. I found the solution here, the question I've been asking. Why did the Florida Panthers lose last night at home? Well, Clay Ferrero from WPLG Local 10 joins us here on the Andy Slater Show. Clay, I saw you were at the game last night. When's the last game you were at before yesterday?
Stanley Cup Final, Game 5.
Okay, yeah. Can we keep you away from Florida Panthers games and just send Will Manso out there?
Well, I mean, in fairness, I was also out there for the playoffs leading up to that. So, you know, I mean, are you saying it's maybe just a this year thing that I'm the jinx, I'm the curse?
I mean, all of a sudden, the Panthers are playing so well. They lose 2-1 last night. I look on social media, and I see you almost getting run over by a Zamboni, and I'm like, maybe you should have been a little bit closer.
Well, it's like maybe they knew that I was the bad luck, and so they were trying to crush me with the Zamboni before the game. I think I'm 100% to blame, and not at all putting Tarasenko immediately into the starting lineup, into the first line.
What do you think about all this? I was talking a lot about it yesterday. Bill Zito, do you see him as, I don't want to say a genius, although we call Mike McDaniel a genius. Do you see him as doing something really good or maybe like playing around a little too much?
Well, I think he's doing something really good. You know, Bill Zito didn't go down and demand that Tarasenko start on the first line. And by the way, I'm not even saying that that's a wrong move. I mean, any number of things can happen. Paul Maurice has forgotten more hockey than any of us will ever know. What I think Bill Zito is doing, which is amazing, is he is turning Florida and the Florida Panthers into a destination franchise. And, you know, whether or not the moves end up working out, he's doing the things that you want to do. He is keeping the best players in Panthers uniforms, and he's going out and supplementing it with either star players, when you're talking about Matthew Tkachuk, and Tarasenko's obviously, you know, past his prime, and yet he has at times shown that ability in the past. And then the type of role players that you want. He's doing the right thing. And you know this really well, being a big Panthers fan and a big hockey fan, there's so much randomness with hockey, and a lot of it has to do on who has the hot goalie at the right time. And so all you can really do is give yourself a chance. And I think they're turning themselves into a franchise that year in and year out is going to give itself a chance. And you really can't ask for more than that.
But when you see a team doing very well, and look, I think Bill Zito's doing a great job too. But Clay, when a team is just on fire and you're headed to the playoffs very soon, do you change anything? Do you not just roll with it?
I think you have to explore every option. And I also don't think taking a one-game sample size
is... You sound like a GM. I mean, come on. You sound like Chris Greer talking about, the draft. We got to explore every option.
Well, you do. You do. It's your job. You got to make the roster the best that it can possibly be. And I understand you want to have the right mix. And I think that's what you're getting at, is you don't want to have, like, any major shakeup that's going to change the positive momentum and stuff like that. And I get all that. And yet, what do we always say with baseball? Momentum is only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. In hockey, you could say your momentum is only as good as your next day's goalie performance. I think you have to be smart about making sure that your roster is the best that it can possibly be going into the postseason. You've got as many options as you can get. Now, I think what we've seen with this team in the past is that it's less important to finish with the best record in hockey, which they've done in the past, and then gone on to have a disappointing postseason. It's more important to be putting things together at the right time. And I don't buy the whole peaking early thing, because I think the way they probably view it as that adding somebody like Tarasenko makes their peak even higher, right? Like, it's if they can put it together like they were even before they got Tarasenko, they're going to be better than they were without him. And so I just think, look, if we're sitting here at the end of all of this and they're a first round exit and it's very clear that it was a clunky fit and they made some massive mistakes, then sure. I just can't sit here in early March and say that doing anything to make the team better is a bad move, is the incorrect move, especially when all you really gave up was draft picks.
Clay, who do you think GM-wise or team president, the person in charge, who do you think is doing the best job right now with all of our South Florida teams?
Well, look, at this very moment, it's hard to argue against Zito. And I think at the same time, I think you have to include the history with Pat Riley. And I think the thing where you kind of look at Pat Riley and where I may give him a little bit more of a nod is the fact that the things that they have done recently, like coming up from the eighth seed and doing the types of things that they did in the bubble and all that, that's because of what he built, the foundation that he laid a long, long time ago. And I would think that if we go, 20 years from now and the Florida Panthers are doing similar things, but Bill Zito isn't making the splash moves, then I think you would still have to give Bill Zito the credit similarly because of what he built starting now. And so I think you could easily make the case for either one of those guys. As far as the current immediate splash type moves, I think you have to include going back and getting Matthew Tkachuk and all that, and I'd probably lean towards him. And yet at the same time, you see what Terry Rozier is doing for the Heat right now and how he can elevate them. So I think it's pretty clear that it's one of those two guys. And then, beyond that, I you mentioned Chris Greer. The draft picks need to start hitting at a higher rate. And I think that, we can talk all we want about, the salary cap and having to make a decision on two and all that. None of that matters if you're not hitting on your draft picks. And they just have not done that enough lately for him to be up in that top two conversation.
Clay Ferraro with WPLG Local 10 with us here on the Andy Slater Show. Bill Zito used to be a player agent and is doing a great job now as a GM with the Panthers. Clay, maybe the Marlins, instead of getting Peter Bendick, should have gone the player agent route and got Scott Boras to be the team, baseball operations head?
You would certainly raise the
payroll?
I was going to say the explanation profile. Like, Scott Boras is never short on telling you why his clients are the best in the world. So, you wouldn't run out of space. You wouldn't have to fill space. That's for sure.
Well, look, baseball season is about to start. As we know, spring training is going on, been going on for a little while now. Do you have anything to say about Peter Bendix in the off season, or he just hasn't had enough time?
He just got here. And I think, unfortunately, when you're looking at it, the losing somebody like Soler and who knows, Tim Anderson may turn out to, have a great short stint here. But that's a big bat to have to replace. And, you're going into a season where you're also going to be without Sandy Alcantara for the whole season. And yet I think last year he definitely wasn't himself for pretty much the whole season anyway. So I think, looking at this team, it's hard to see where the ceiling is higher than where they ultimately got last season. And I think that Skip and his staff did as good of a job at reaching the ceiling of that talent than anyone. And so it's hard. You're asking a lot to try to get back to the postseason with the roster like the Marlins are putting out there right now. It doesn't mean it's impossible. I don't think that they've done what is necessary, like we're talking about the Florida Panthers and raising the ceiling to where if everything comes together, you can see a higher ceiling than what they had. The Miami Heat, you add somebody like Terry Rozier, your ceiling is immediately higher than what it was when you had Kyle Lowry there instead. I don't see moves that raise their ceiling to the point where, like, even if their margin for error is so small, if they're trying to get back to the postseason, it just puts a lot of pressure on Skip and the staff once again.
Well, what about this move, Clay? I mean, this shouldn't be underrated here. The Miami Marlins are allowing flags, drums, and musical instruments into games this season, starting with opening day. Trumpets are allowed. They're encouraging people to bring drums and be very loud. Clay, if you go as a fan, what would be your instrument of choice? And you cannot bring in trash cans.
My vocal cords, because as
vocal,
as anybody will attest, I'm already way too loud as it is. Can I say this though? I like it. I think it's smart to look at what the atmosphere was like for World Baseball Classic and just kind of like lean into that a bit and see what you get. I do think ultimately the only thing that's going to matter is, are you putting a product on the field that makes people want to come out? A group, a front office, a team, a group of players that fans can trust with their emotions. And by that, I mean front office is not going to trade away players or let them get away. And then players that they're going to see every day and for the next few years. But I think this is a nice step where you're kind of creating your own vibe, your own atmosphere, and you're leaning into the special vibe that we saw in some of these international tournaments.
I mean, when you go to a game, Clay, any sporting event, you want to have a great atmosphere, don't you?
Sure.
I mean, that's an obvious answer. Yes. So I'm thinking maybe we can get the Marlins to take this even further and they could just hand out drums when people walk in. The drums and the drumsticks, and then everybody's got a drum. Why? Like, I don't have a drum set. Do you? I would love to bang on the drum, but I don't have a drum.
Well, I don't. There's probably a law where you'd have to have extra security there to make sure that people aren't like smacking each other with drumsticks that you give out. Like if you're allowing them in, maybe there's a different level of liability there.
They got police.
Well, that's why I'm using my vocal cords. I'm not bringing anything that's a weapon.
Are you walking into a music store right now?
No, I should be though.
I'm walking into Guitar Center.
No, I'm actually walking into the house to let our new puppy out to pee, and thankfully he has not peed in his crate yet. So, all right, buddy, let's go outside and see if we can make this happen.
Did you just drill your new puppy? What was that?
It's a sliding glass door. We do it fast around here.
Oh my gosh!
Look, if you don't let Archie out really fast, you're gonna have a very wet carpet.
Clay Ferraro from WPLG Local 10. Thanks for the time on this Friday afternoon. And tell your entire family, I said, happy International Women's Day, because I know you've got, four?
Yes.
Well, one woman, three girls.
Archie, the new puppy, is a boy. So, Archie, happy International Women's Day. He's just scratching his ear. He doesn't. He's good.
Well, at least
that.
It's his ear he's scratching and not something else.
Okay, there we go. There we go. That's
Take
how
care,
we wanted
buddy.
To finish later.
Well, I mean, it's true, right? Dogs scratch a lot of things. All right, that's all the time I've got for this Friday afternoon. Enjoy your weekend. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.